Hey, Short Porch listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Now batting for the Yankees, number two, Derek Jeter.
Rocious hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. Did you have any doubt?
There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
All rise. Here comes the judge. It is Glaber Day. And he is the Glaber of the month.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
All right, recording late Thursday, Field of Dreams game recap. Thought initially it was just going to be Andrew Haney sucks, why is he pitching? It definitely is part of it. And then it was going to be, holy shit, that's the win of the year. And now it's like, oh, that's one of another worst loss of the year. And why is Zach Britton a thing in the ninth inning? A swing of emotions, a roller coaster of emotions, a crazy game, one of the best games of the year, if not the best game of the year, and just all of baseball. The whole spectacle, Field of Dreams, was sick. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the Yankees lose in devastating fashion, more hurtful, painful fashion than we anticipated, with Andrew Haney knowingly pitching and doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. Man, that is no other way to say it. That is fucking painful to watch them lose like that. And you kind of knew it was going to happen too, then, I think. Like, I had that feeling. Like, you just knew once he walks that guy after going ahead 0-2, just over, and just fuck Zach Britton, man.
You know what sucks is it was really, up until that point, such a beautiful and cool night. Everything pregame, yeah. Kevin Costner, the field was awesome, the introductions, the anthem, the cornfield, the home runs. And now, instead of remembering that as a cool experience, just a goddamn nightmare. That's the only way to remember that game, is a goddamn nightmare. And that sucks. Zach Britton ruined that for us.
I 1,000% would rather have lost 7-4.
Oh my God. So bad.
All of that. Get me out of here.
1,000%.
And let me tell you something. This fucking White Sox team, I can't stand. They're all White Sox Daves. Every person on that team reminds me of him.
How does Tim Anderson possibly remind you? Let's start from the top. How does Tim Anderson, what are his characteristics that remind you of White Sox?
And let's go to Jose Abreu and Eloy.
What's his name? The fucking closer.
No. Tim Anderson.
Hendricks.
Who's the closer?
Liam Hendricks.
Hendricks is White Sox Dave, and you can't tell me he's
there.
Australian White Sox Dave.
He is. He's a
that's fine. And Lance Lynn, and we talked about how Lance Lynn is basically, he had like immense pitching talent, that literally is White Sox Dave. Tim Anderson, I'm not going to say is White Sox. Tim Anderson is like just a really cool dude who's really good at baseball.
Can't fucking stand this team. I can't stand them.
Which team? I actually don't know.
The White Sox. And I'm getting ratioed on Twitter. I'm standing by it.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
using
a tough
these
thing
eyeballs.
To say.
These eyeballs are saying that the Yankees are going to go further than the White Sox this year. Book it here. I fucking can't stand this stupid-ass team.
Those eyeballs have definitely led you on a correct path to this point in your life.
It
right?
has. It has. And listen, we're hurt right now. We're hurt. We got fucking people stepping up left and right. We're fine.
Pal, it don't matter if we're hurt. Zach Britton fucking sucks, and it is asinine to me that he is used in the ninth inning on a night where Johnny Lasagna, I mean, he pitched yesterday. Okay. Right. Yeah. But like, and there were righties coming up. Like, what are we thinking?
The only logic I can think of is he wanted a ground ball pitcher because of the balls flying out. But you have to counter that with the Red Sox, with the White Sox fucking mashing lefties. And Jonathan Loaisiga being just a much better pitcher.
Just been really good this year. Like, straight up. Like, yeah, he's had a few blowups, no doubt. Like, that Red Sox game was ugly. But, like, Zach Britton. Like, Zach, if it's Zach Britton of the past, there's no second guessing the move. Like, of last year, the year before, like, we went into it. We wanted Zach Britton to sign back. The numbers were so good in his first few years as a Yankee. He hasn't been that guy. He's been struggling with injuries. He can't throw a fucking strike. What?
He sucks.
Yeah, he just sucks. He's giving you nothing. That's not like Monday morning quarterback, what we're saying. Like, oh, if Britton – no, it really just didn't make sense to use Zach Britton, as it has not multiple times this year when he's using him in like the eighth or ninth inning, especially if you have Lasagna ready to go. Like, what do you, come on, man. Don't give me that rest shit. Don't give me that fucking rest shit when you're trying to win a game. Just steal a game and have like all the momentum going into Saturday and the fucking Red Sox lost again. You get game on. No, you just blow that all up.
Even the first batter he faced, you can tell that his ball is just dropping straight into the middle of the strike zone. Like, it's not going down. It's not going low. And then you just know they're going to fucking hit it. And even, you're right, Tommy, like, even though we know they mash lefties, who gives a fuck? If you take that out, Lasagna's just a better pitcher. There's so many better pitchers right now than fucking Britton. He's awful.
Yeah, it really had nothing to do with, like, not wanting Britton in there had nothing to do with the mashing lefties. It's just, I know what Britton's been this year. And he doesn't throw fucking strikes. And I will say, he did look pretty crisp to start. And then once he got ahead 0-2 to that second batter, who I want to say is the catcher, the nine hitter. Who I've never really heard of. I know Grandal, obviously. I've never heard of this dude. And then he loses him after going ahead 0-2, which is such a classic Zach Britton 2021 move to do. And then Tim Anderson's up and you're fucked. And it's just like, come on, man. One fucking time come through for me. At the end of the day, Zach Britton has to pitch better, but he has not pitched well enough to put, you should put him in that spot at the same time. So it's on Boone and it's on Britton at the same time. Like, at some point, Zach Britton has to get fucking in really, really important outs here. But he shouldn't. But Lasagna needs to be, like, he's even said Lasagna is, like, wants to be used as a closer. Like, he loves that role. Use him as it. Just use him. He's one of the best pitchers, my relief pitchers. Just knock my mic over. In all of baseball this year, like war-wise and across the board, use Lasagna. God damn it, man. Judge hits a fucking massive homer, second bomb of the game. Stanton, by the way, that Stanton homer I thought was going so much further than it actually did. Kind of almost got robbed. Like, I don't know, I actually didn't see exactly where it landed, but the camera just pointed like to the light tower.
All right, here's a good question. Well, not really, but what would have been the more excruciating loss? What happened, or like an unreal robbery of Stanton's home run?
Excruciating, I think, is what happened.
Yeah, I'd rather the Stanton getting robbed.
The bullpen blowing it again, they've blown.
You lose on walk-off home runs all the time. You don't always lose on a walk-off robbery.
Yeah, but to come Stanton and Judge coming through in the ninth to take the lead off of Liam Hendricks, and then you blow it with Britton. It's just so unavoidable. Just don't use Britton.
It is such like bad luck, Giancarlo, too, where like people are always on him for not being clutch, and he hits like this huge home run of the ninth, like should be the go-ahead home run moment, and it's just, it'll be a loss that everyone forgets about.
I know, yeah, it's really negative right now, but we might have to cut Torres and just let Tyler Wade be our shortstop.
Bro, even John the play Smoke
and Joe Buck were praising Tyler Wade. It was crazy. They were like, this guy's just a baseball player.
What was the exact quote? I have it here. Did I write it? I think I wrote it down. He said, Tyler Wade is a baseball player. He's not flashy or great at anything, but he loves baseball, I'm sure.
He's not great.
That's just not much of a compliment.
There was a point where I thought he was going to adopt Tyler Wade. Like, he just could not stop. And to, like, his, like, Tyler Wade had another great game. He had that beautiful bunt down the line, steals second. And then, what, he had the double as well? Or a single, whatever. He continues to play well. He had a ball, a play, I think it was in that ninth inning, right, on the foul ball. On the second batter where he just scooped it up and threw it the fucking first from third. I was like, who the fuck is that? Is it Gio Urshela? No, it's Tyler Wade. But yeah, I mean, Tyler Wade's played well. Great. Good for him. But that's just such a shitty fucking loss. And we have to start now. We've done enough about Britton. we said on yesterday's pod, it's crazy how we know how bad Andrew Haney is. And, you know, going in, like I even tweeted, like, you know, this is gonna be a hilarious disaster with Andrew Haney, like all a lefty against this lineup, the ball flying out of there in the hot weather in Iowa. And he just still, like, he doesn't surprise you. Like, he gets two outs in the first inning, home run. He gets a clean second inning and then just fucking shits it all. Then they take the lead, shits it all away. And then he goes even further and goes, you know what? I'm not done giving up homers. Here's a few more. This guy, I believe 15 innings with the Yankees, 15 hits, 15 runs.
It is malpractice if the Yankees pitch Andrew Haney again this season. There is no excuse with Cole and Montgomery coming back. They're at the field. If they Andrew Haney cannot start another game this year. He's got to be so – Luis Hill deserves chances over him. I'd fucking start Devi Garcia over him.
Well, that's what it comes down to. It's Devi. It's not Hill. Hill's in the rotation at the moment. They have no one after
I'm saying
that.
With Montgomery and Cole back, you'll have Tyone, Nestor.
With Montgomery and Cole back, you're taking Haney out to the fucking shed and shooting him in the back of the head. He's not in this rotation.
Sure. You don't know.
But the thing is, for the next five through the rotation, he might still be in there.
He can't be. I would rather call up someone from AA.
So think about it this way. I was mapping that with Jastrzemski before. Saturday is JMO, correct?
Yeah.
Sunday's Nestor. Monday's Heel. Tuesday, the doubleheader is likely both Cole and Montgomery. Who pitches Wednesday? It's likely Haney against the Red Sox, unless something changes.
What's Herman's deal?
Shoulder inflammation. Like, I didn't even see him at the game.
Call up Devi Garcia.
He got shelled again in his last start. It's bullpen game on Wednesday, I guess, but like no way, because you have a doubleheader on Tuesday unless both guys just fucking shove their faces off. But
is Clark ready to go?
Clark is going to need one more start. It's coming in AAA. So Clark's not ready. Seve will not be ready. Seve's likely going to debut, I think, if all goes well, the next start next weekend, which is fun. But we're likely getting, I think, one more Haney start.
That sucks.
I just don't see another option. I don't know who the other options would
be. Literally anyone in the organization that is.
But, like, there's no one in the 40-man to, like, make that start unless, like, you just go full bullpen game. Which
Devi,
which I don't think they want to do.
Bethany's a 70 RA in AAA is stunning.
It's really bad. Someone fucked with his delivery and he's just never recovered this year. And that person needs to be thrown into a fucking fire. But Haney was terrible. He really never gave him a chance. Although they fucking take the lead with him and he needs to shut that in and can't give it to you. I'm convinced if Haney was allowed to pitch with spider tech and steroids, he still would give up bombs.
Oh, he's horrible.
Like, there's nothing – like, he doesn't throw the ball at any conviction. The bomb he gave up to – was it Eloy? The three-run bomb? He just fucking just slings it in their sidearm.
What the Yankees saw in him, I have no fucking idea.
Elite strikeout ability. That's what they saw, because that's what technically he has. That's the only thing he has. When he does find bats, they fucking barrel him.
I cannot believe how bad Devi Garcia's AAA numbers are.
Yeah, it's really bad. That's why we can't make a Luis Hill shirt. I don't want to do that again.
7.25 ERA in 16 starts, 48 walks in 63 innings. What happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. But Haney sucks. Judge was awesome. Do we need to turn Yankee Stadium into just a cornfield so these guys just hit pop? Because Judge's power, we haven't seen that. I think there was, coming into today, him and Stan had hit two home runs since the All-Star break each. And, like, you know, Judge's power looked like the one in the right field was a bomb. And the one in the ninth inning was an absolute nuke. Giancarlo's looked good.
The balls were juiced as fuck.
I don't think so. I think it was just the weather. You just want to be right.
I mean, the MLB comes out as a big winner here.
Count it to count. Games. Sorry, go.
I was going to say, like, the London series last year with two classic Yankee Reds, or 2 years ago.
This is a great game.
Yankee Red Sox game. This another classic game. Even if the balls are juiced or whatever, it doesn't explain it leading to such, like, close games.
No, right.
I don't know.
Well, I think one of the London games was a laugher, no?
I think it started off. The second one might have started off.
One of them, the Yankees started to shit the bed, and then they ended up pulling it out.
First one was, like, the really great game. The second one, I think, was, maybe a laugher.
I will say my counter to TJ's juice balls thing, Gallo's ball is center, I thought, was hit a fucking mile, and it was caught at the wall. So I feel like if the ball's juiced, that ball's gone. I think it was just a super hot day in Iowa. And yeah, the weather and the air and shit, and the ball just fucking flew. That's right. I mean, it was really, I know you guys definitely don't care for this or appreciate it, but I know the whole field and setup thing was so fucking cool. The intro was sick. And like the whole Koster thing, I thought it also was really funny. I didn't know if Koster was going to stop walking in the outfield. That guy was walking, like they were just following the camera, playing the dramatic music. And he just kept looking at the ball in his hand and then to the field and to the lights. And it's like, it's been 2 minutes. Like, what's happening here? And then finally the players walk out. And it was really cool.
The whole intro, it was awesome. The whole day, the in uniforms and shit. Like, I don't know. I thought it was cool as fuck, the entire thing.
Yeah. You think maybe if we throw – yeah, the sky looked cool. You think maybe if, like, they give Haney's attention as they're boarding the bus and they throw a ball, like – into like the corner, like, oh, go get that, Andrew, and they just drive the bus away. Would that work?
They should,
like,
leave him and
Britain.
They should put him and Britain in a cornfield, and first one out survives.
Damn.
Second one out stuck forever.
Just leaves forever. They are, by the way, we said they were demolishing the field. I think Manfred agreed they're gonna run this back next year. So the field will stay. But yeah, I mean, all that just it was
they
a lot
have
of
played the whole series there this weekend.
Yeah, there's that. I'm sure there's a reason. Well, I'll tell you the reason. Money.
Yeah, so, White Sox home games.
It's only, well, yeah, you can only fill 3,000 people there, whereas you can, or how many? It might even be less than that. And then you could fill a whole stadium of 45,000 White Sox fans. I guess
a little late in the podcast to, I haven't heard anything about Wandy.
Wandy was great.
Wandy's good.
Do you notice he talks to himself out there?
Yeah, he's a nut.
Bro, he's like has conversations, like he'll ask a question and answer it by himself. Like he's an absolute great, but he was great tonight. Rod, everyone besides Haney was good, aside from Britton. The middle of Britton and Haney, really good. Like Rodriguez, excellent. Was there another guy thrown in there? It was just those two.
Just those two.
Just those two. But Rodriguez is good, and he's been pretty solid. And yeah, Wandy, very good. I will say a guy who we thought we could hit and was kind of who we thought he was is Lance Lynn. Not really impressed by anything about it. They got his pitch count up really early in that first inning. And then Judge tees off on him. Gardner hit one out off him. He leaves 5+ innings, 4 runs, a couple bombs off of him. Yeah, there was the strikeouts. So that's going to happen. But Lance Lynn was kind of who I thought he was going to be in this game. And for being the AL Cy Young frontrunner, you got to feel good about the offense after today. Now, I know, yeah, what, juice balls, air, whatever, but at least they didn't get fucking one hit or whatever. Like, they offense showed up. The pitching just didn't – just sucks to lose the way you did because you knew Haney was going to be bad by the end of the day. He doesn't even get the loss in this game. That's great. That's how stupid baseball is that he doesn't get the loss for giving up 7 runs.
Well, I mean, Zach Britton deserves the loss also.
They should split the loss.
Yeah, they should both get a loss.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, don't even – yeah, just you both – get one loss. So dumb. Did you like Boone's quote after the game saying it hurt a little bit?
Yeah, he said losing the game just ruined the experience a little bit, but it was still really cool. It ruined the whole fucking thing, Aaron.
I want to die inside. Cole was out there. The guys, Cole Montgomery, are like ready. They just need to like have a bullpen, I think, which I think they throw in tomorrow. And then they're ready to go for likely Tuesday. So that's some health news. Other than that, this is going to be a quick rapid reaction for you guys. That's a painful fucking loss. It's not. Where would you rank it? Because we've had like those 7 or 8 gut-wrenching ones. This was different. And of course, like they find different ways to hurt us. But
I don't know. I mean,
it's encouraging because like they scored. Like that was awesome to hit off Hendricks and Lynn, but you knew Haney was going to suck in general, and you penciled in as a loss to begin with, it takes away the sting, but then, like, when you give me that belief in the ninth, it fucking makes me want to blow my brains out.
I don't think it's not worse than Astros or Angels or probably even the Red Sox one.
Like, I know this one sucks, but it's like, even the fact that we came back with 2 home runs, it's like, it was nice to see fight.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got. I'll go through like 4 of my DMs. Suck it, Yankees suck, dude. How does White Sox Dave's fat round cock taste?
A grotesque barn animal thing to tweet, by the way.
That was crazy.
Fat round cock. And he's the one who said, like, what did he? He blames a title still on me that I changed around his title. And it was like a phrase that only he would say. I can't even think. But it's only like
what I'm. Games. He just says the same thing every time.
Yeah. Someone DM me tonight, go home. Like, I'm just in my apartment. So, like, that's just the worst. So,
no, you know, some piece of shit had the nerve to tweet at me, your team stinks, in like the ninth inning. I quote retweeted after Stanton's home run. I was like, no, I'm not a White Sox fan. And then after that, he deleted his tweet. And like, if he just left it up, he could have came back at me and like he would have ended up winning. But he looked like such a pussy by just deleting his tweet and not standing by it that I still was able to win that.
Did you keep your tweet up?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, it sucks, man. Are there any other Boone quotes? Did you say anything else embarrassing?
Someone replied to you, your tweet, Marty. We said, that's how good these eyes are. We'll be back in October. And it says Marty's eyes, and it's a picture of Helen Keller.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I alluded to kind of just before.
Hey, these eyes, I can't wait to come that 143 comments. I can't wait till we come back in October.
You really picked a bad time to start hating the White Sox for really no apparent reason.
I have baseball. Never, these fucking people, man, they hate me. I don't think I could go to a White Sox game.
That sucked.
I had fun. I thought that was a fun experience until the last 5 seconds of the game.
Shut up, TJ.
What the fuck, TJ?
I thought it was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, if you were a
pop. Like I said, fan. It would have been kind of fun if we lost 7-4. Even 7-6.
The Stanton thing was, that was cool. I thought the Stanton thing was cool.
All right, TJ.
Yeah, I thought the Britain thing sucked, personally.
No, yeah. Everything else was cool, though.
Oh, TJ fun. Had a good time.
I'm
glad TJ had a good Thursday night.
TJ's going to get office and like hug his dad and be like, that was a great game.
Dad's been asleep for 2 hours.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. I won't go any longer. So we have two more against the White Sox. Day off on Friday. Kind of need a day off after that. That was a much deserved day off. Saturday and Sunday. J-Mo on Saturday. Sunday. Who are they throwing? Who are they throwing? That's important.
White Sox, Dave. So that rant he posts, like this girl, I don't know who she is, just replies with like a picture of her in a White Sox hat. And Dave just replies, wow, 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 wow. And now he's getting anti-bonk helmet, bonk missile. This is Officer Bonk. I've located the horn.
Where's the tweet?
What is tweets and replies?
Come on. Dude, he's the horniest guy in the fucking...
Wow.
Come on. Oh, my God. He's got
tell her in that video, he's just fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all he does. He lives in a bar and he drinks. Wow. He retweeted too? Oh, I wish he retweeted it. Oh, that's hilarious. All right. It's Cease on Saturday, Giolito on Sunday. So that's not going to be fun both ways. Yeah. Great. Awesome. Check this out on YouTube. We're going to post the whole video. But, yeah, that's the show. We'll see you later.
Well, this is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch, byproduct of Barstool Sports.